Just like that, it's Monday again. It seems like summer is just it's going, right? How's everybody doing? Happy Monday to you. Glad to be back. In case you don't know, I'm your host, David Burrows. Thanks for being here, everybody. And we go to the comments real quick. Jesse's always wanted. I never know if it's going to be Jesse or Danny that's going to show up first. But Jesse, you got in there first, buddy. So hello, sir. Gas prices going up. My human gas buddy, Jesse, over at Petro-Canada at London and Finch, Lentimore Road kind of thing, right? There you go. Going up. Oh, it is 117.9. Okay. All right. That's not too bad. Not too bad. I remember a time when it was 50 cents a liter when I was a young lad, and I said, it'll never get up over a dollar, right? 30 years ago. Okay. And there's Danny Cochimilio out there as well. Hello, Danny. Happy Monday back to you, Mr. Cochimilio. Are you excited for Sarnia Sting in September? October, I should say. Well, there's some things coming in September, too, but that's all I can tell you right now. They did have a press conference last week that I live streamed for the Sarnia Sting, Danny, and Alan Letang, the new head coach, as Darian Hatcher stepped down. He'll still be involved, but Alan Letang returns to Sarnia, I guess you could say, right? How do you feel about that, Danny? What do you think? It's going to be a great season. And I was having a little chat with Mr. Letang and after the conference, and he's really excited to be here and to talk to the rest of the team as well. So, yeah, big plans, right? It's just going to be an amazing year no matter what, because we just will have OHL hockey back, right? So we'll see. We're going to keep updating you. We got some things in the works at the Sarnia Sting. So, yeah, gas usually goes up Monday evening. Is that right, Jess? Yeah, I guess so, right? Why Monday? Why not Thursday? Why not Monday? Why not Tuesday? Why not Friday? I don't know. I've never understood the whole gas thing or what it's based on. There must be a formula out there somewhere. They just don't share it with us, right? Yeah, change is good, Danny, for sure. Yeah, I think, you know, it is. And, you know, Darian Hatcher will still be involved in some levels, right? He's still the governor as well. So it'll be interesting to see what changes do come along with that, for sure. And for the rest of you who are watching, we are everywhere now, like literally everywhere. Well, I'm not on TikTok yet. I have a TikTok account, but I forget to use it. Does anybody else here have a TikTok account? Do you? I use it like once a month. I go on and I go, oh yeah, I should post something, but it's not really my place. But I am excited that we're now streaming and approved to stream on LinkedIn Live. It's one of those things where you got to go through a process to get approved. So a couple of weeks ago, after 2 years of trying and reapplying, persistency does pay off. So there you go. If you want something, keep doing it. 2 years later, we're approved on LinkedIn Live. So we are live on LinkedIn today as well, which very excited about that. And I'm still heading towards a goal of 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. So if you have not subscribed on my YouTube channel yet, after the show, don't do it now because you'll miss something. But or you could go watch on YouTube and subscribe because we're live there. I'm trying to hit a goal of 1,000 subscribers. I've been setting this goal for a little while. So if you haven't subscribed, head on over there and help me out with that. And there's Jackie from Wallaceburg. And, I froze for a moment. That's always scary. Hi from Wallaceburg. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing? It's not bad weather. It's going to be like hot and, humid, I think. It says it's 22 degrees outside, but I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that at all. I'm thinking I might go for a motorcycle ride later tonight, though, when it gets a little cooler. It can be, as much as I love my motorcycle, it can get too hot some days to be out on a motorcycle, right? Especially with Jennifer. We wear the full gear, so I can get pretty sweaty. So it's not fun. Speaking of, Danny, I don't know if I told you, but I've actually pulled the trigger. I'm doing a trip to Thunder Bay on a motorcycle at the end of July with about 12 other people. So that's a couple thousand kilometers in a week on a motorcycle. We'll be coming back on the Chichimon as well. And so I'm really looking forward to that. BC is so hot, they are melting. Okay. I mean, I don't, I'm not complaining about the weather. I never complain about the weather. My dad always said, don't complain about the weather. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. And he's right. Because in a few months, we'll be complaining it's too darn cold, right? And then after that, we'll be complaining it's too darn hot. And it's just a cycle. We live in southwestern Ontario. Give it 20 minutes. The weather will change for us all up there, right? All right, we'll come back to the comments in just a few moments, but I've changed things up. I thought I'd start saying thank you at the beginning of the show, not just at the end of the show. Coming up on 10 years in November, we'll have the show here. Thanks to all of you, and thanks to so many supporting community members and businesses. And we'll start off by saying thanks to my friend Jake Chersky, 988 Confederation Street. If you don't know the address, you're not paying attention to Jake. 988 Confed, Philly Cheese Jake's. Been a supporter here for a long time. Jake, thank you so much for your support here. And Jake does a lot of things giving back into the community as well. So you can support him by going to phillycheesejakes.com or get in the car, drive down there, say hello to Jake, and tell him Dave sent you, will you? Just say, you know, that Burroughs guy, he sent me over here, 988 Confederation Street. And, of course, Christine Fiji at Active Ears Hearing Center, where better hearing begins with you. And we'll also give a nice shout out to our friend Barry Bentley at Hughes Intelligence. Him and his security staff have been supporting us here for many years as well. Our longest supporter here on the show has been AG Event Graphics, along with Huron Signs SWO, one of the many companies from the AG group. And very grateful to Guy and Kevin down at AG Event Graphics. You can visit them online at askguy.ca. Do you notice I have to say that very slowly and pronuntially? Because if you say it too fast, it's ask guy, right? Anyway, I always tease them about that. Visit them online at askguy.ca. And we do appreciate all their support over the years. For they do car wraps and tents and signs, you name it. If it needs to be labeled, they do it, from very teeny weeny stuff to huge things, not just in our community, but all over. So thank you, Guy, for your support. Joe's Discount Tire came on board a couple of years ago, and we're really grateful for them. They're part of the Show on the Go, the mobile van that I get out in once in a while. Keep an eye out for that. As things are loosening up, you'll see the van, the Show on the Go, a little more mobile, as it were, coming up over the next few weeks. We'll talk about that in a moment. And our friends down at Oswald's Diner, a family-owned business, delicious food. We do our two-wheel Tuesdays on the motorcycles with them, and they're part of the lead on the trip to Thunder Bay at the end of the month. So thank you so much to our friends at Oswald's. You can find their multiple menus online at oswalds.com. It's been really great to see, you know, the positive in the pandemic, I guess, if you can say those two words in the same sentence. But it's really forced us all to be super creative, as we'll see coming up with my first guest in a little bit here as well. But first, I wanted to give a shout out to Tourism Sarnia Lambton, or Ontario's Blue Coast, once again. Mark Perrin, Executive Director for Tourism, was here last week talking about the Ultimate Backyard Giveaway. Cheers to the coast, and lots of different ways you can earn ballots to win this backyard package. And there's other packages as well. So simply go to cheerstothecoast.com to get all your information about that. And kudos to Mark and his team for coming up with all these creative ideas on still promoting. That would be the toughest thing. Let's promote tourism when we're not allowed to go anywhere. Right? That's a big challenge. And Mark and his team have done a great job at that. And they've got some other things coming up as well. But in the meantime, go to cheerstothecoast.com to find out more about that event. Well, another thing that's going to look completely different again this year for many different reasons. Last year, I was proud to be a part of the first ever virtual Canada Day event. In working with the city of Sarnia last year, we had a full day of virtual celebrations, if you will. And I also put on a virtual parade, and we did a virtual Canada Day motorcycle ride. Lots was happening. This year, the program is going to be a little bit shorter. And we think that the Canada Day committee, along with other community partners, kind of decided, you know, I think people are maybe planning their own things this year. We're in a different mindset now than where we were a year ago in the pandemic. We're a little more comfortable with what's happening with the pandemic, I think, if that's fair to say, right? So people are likely planning their own way to have the festivities for Canada Day. So Sarnia Canada Day will be on the Show with David Burrows. It'll be on the City of Sarnia page, on the Video Show Network, and some other community partners like Tourism Sarnia Lambton as well. It'll be a one-hour program, and we will be featuring some singing of the National Anthem. Our friend Janet's going to be doing that, and we'll have some performances by local musicians. Joan Spalding has agreed to be one of the performers. She'll be giving us a performance there. And along with the very well-known and the ever-popular Andrew Brody is going to be performing for us for the Canada Day events. And there'll also be a special acknowledgement in regards to the tragedies at the residential schools. And Brian White will be speaking with us as well. So a one-hour program, virtual, and then the fireworks are going to be virtual again as well. But just keep an eye on the Facebook page for more updates on that. But it's something is still happening. Something still has to happen, right? We don't just shut things down. But definitely, again, for many different reasons, Canada Day is going to look a whole lot different. Speaking of different and adapting again, Big Night In, it's the next fashion show. This is about the third one. I think we did two last year with Big Brothers Big Sisters, Sarnia Lambton. And it was originally back in June, was postponed because of guidelines. But it is on this Thursday, next Thursday, July the 8th. I'm getting ahead of myself here. The Big Night In fashion show, and new executive director, Kaylin Burgess, will be there as the host as well. And it's going to be taking place down at One Tooth. I won't be in front of the camera. I'm behind the scenes that day. I'll be the producer that day. So this is, again, supporting the Big Brothers Big Sisters, who has so many great youth programs in our community. And that's supported by the Carpenters Union. And that will be live again on the Show with David Burrows, One Tooth, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and the Video Show Network, a whole bunch, right? So keep an eye out for that and how you can make your donations to support, again, the Big Night In for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. All right, before I get to my first guest, this kind of leads into it very well. I want to give a shout out to a local author, Jenna Strydonk, who was on the show a few weeks ago and shared about her book, The Quarantine Widow, a great book of poems, and her journey in losing her husband, and how she's come through it and still coming through it. And then she's also got this book out, Here to Heal, Jenna Strydonk, another story of poems, if you will. And she was just a joy to have here, and I want to keep talking about her book and how reading is important. Reading is important through everything we've been going through. It's very important. And someone who just couldn't agree with me more on that, Emily Bison. Thanks so much for being here, Emily.
Thanks for having me. And yes, I agree. Reading is important for so many different reasons.
Yeah. I remember when I was a child, so, you know, 102 years ago, there was that commercial that was reading is fundamental.
Sorry, I think you're frozen there.
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, there you go. You're okay. Back. Sorry about that.
No, I was saying there was a commercial when I was a wee child on television. It was always reading is fundamental.
Yes.
Right? And it's very and have we lost some of that over time for the reading of the book?
I don't think so, and I don't think our numbers show that. Like, there's still many people coming to the library, and obviously in school, reading is still a very fundamental process. And we want to continue that, especially through the summer when kids and parents aren't seeing those books every day. We want to make sure that they're remembering to read and not losing those skills before September again.
Yeah, no, it's important too, right? And I know I went through my phases over through life. You know, I read for a while and then I was too busy to read, kind of thing, or I had an excuse, whatever that was. But it is one of the greatest treasures, and to continue to learn anything and just keep the mind working, right? And that's part of what you're talking about here today. Emily is from the Lambton County Library. And tell everybody about this special summer reading program.
Yeah. So like I said, a big goal of ours is to make sure people are continuing to read through the summer, whether that's picking up a physical book and reading or taking advantage of all the new technology that's here and listening to an audiobook, which we provide too with a library card. So we have planned a summer reading program for all ages. Kids can go to any of our curbside pickup locations and pick up a fun kit with lots of activities that focus on literacy, but also just activities to do throughout the summer. Adults and teens are also welcome to join and set reading goals. Prizes can be won for all ages. So kids, yeah, for kids, you can win free books. You win a free book for every 5 books you read. For teens, you can win some yummy treats. For adults, you can win a gift card for Tourism Sarnia Lambton. So there's lots of opportunities for all ages through this. We also have some great activities going along with this. So we're encouraging people. The theme for this year is Every Hero Has a Story. After the last year we've been through, we know that heroes can be brought out in every shape or sizes, whether those be the healthcare workers that have been working so hard or those kids who have been doing virtual learning and helping around the house more. So we're encouraging people to look out for heroes. And if you see one, whether it be your kid, your neighbor, a community member, to visit lclibrary.ca/SRP and submit that hero and what they've done. And at the end of the summer, we'll draw a prize. Kids can win a new free bike with a helmet. Teens and adults can win a subscription box of their choice to something for the year. So really great opportunities there. And we want to celebrate all the good deeds that are happening in our community.
Wow, that sounds like a well put together program with lots of what you said, treats for the kids. What if I want the treats instead of the card? Can I have that? Or
I'm sure we could work out
out there, right? But that's really
great. There's lots of local businesses that provide treats that you can get with that card too.
Right. There you go. Well, and that's nice that you've been able to partner with Tourism Sarnia Lambton on that as well. I know the gift cards are really popular. And let's talk about schools for a minute, though. Let's go back to that. I mean, wow, holy, really glad my kids were grown and I didn't have to go through that. So kudos to anybody with little ones. But what about your connection with schools through the school year? Did you still have some of that? And obviously it looked different if you did.
Yeah, so our staff members have been meeting with schools virtually to talk about this program a lot, but other opportunities and partnerships that teachers and our staff can make throughout the year. Obviously it was all virtual this year, but it, like, we did the best we could, just like the teachers were. So we encouraged that partnership as much as we could. Yeah.
And I heard that in there, you said for every 5 books someone reads, you get a free book. Where does the funding come from all of this? Cause this has a cost attached to it.
Yeah, of course. So every year we're given a budget, and this is a really important initiative of ours. So we do set some dollars aside for that kind of stuff. Literacy is an important value for Lambton County Library. We want to make sure that everyone in the area is benefiting from opportunities that we provide. So we do set aside money from our budget for that, but we have partners that books don't cost as much as they would for us as you going to the bookstore. So we do have a partnership in that way.
Yeah, that's good. Community partnerships are important for this. But there's still some things that are missing, right? Like, did they even be pre-pandemic, that were they still doing the, like, come to the library and sit down and have somebody read to the children, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so that obviously changed in the pandemic. It's all virtual now, and we are having local heroes come in and do it throughout the summer.
Right.
So we have some nurses, we have Dr. Ronaday coming in, we have a fireman, we have teachers and educators coming in to read to kids. So local heroes coming in that way. And we also have some more event with other local heroes to discuss how they have thrived in our community. So up first, Tyler McGregor is coming in next week, fresh off of playing overseas. We have Dan Edwards on the July 15th and July 23rd coming in to talk to us. And then we have 2 K-9 units coming in mid to end summer, so the end of July, to kind of show us what they do to protect our community. So we have the OPP K-9 team coming in on July 21st. And the Canadian Border Services Agency K-9 team from the Blue Water Bridge coming in on July 27th. So that'll be virtual. They'll be coming into our library to do a live stream, but it'll be virtual for our registrants.
Very good. And they simply just go to this website, lclibrary.ca/SRP, to get registered for that? Or do they just show up? Or
No. So if you go to lclibrary.ca/SRP, there'll be links to all the activities we're doing and also links to those programming to register, and you'll get a Zoom link to join from there.
Very good. Now, what about, let's talk about you and the staff that deal with all of this. Obviously, you know, it's probably a typical answer. It was challenging in the beginning for all of this, but how are you coming through all of this? Or is this a new technology that you maybe see using even beyond post-COVID?
Yeah, so first of all, I just want to say I know our branch staff are missing our patrons so much. We get to see them a little bit when they pick up their books, but it's just not the same. So we're really looking forward to things opening up a bit more so we can get that aspect back. But we have been able to adjust our programming to be more online. I do see that continuing through the future because sometimes it's not always easy to get really great guests to go all around the county. And we want to make our programming as accessible as possible to everyone. So perhaps before, when we could only have an event at the library theater in Sarnia, we can open that up so people in rural communities can join virtually as well. So I do hope to see that this technology, even through COVID, the benefits will go beyond and we can keep offering great programming to everyone.
Yeah, well, it's nice that you mentioned that rural community. Sometimes there's a transportation issue, right? Or people couldn't get to their library if they wanted to, and now they're able to do that. But I agree, though, that, I mean, you must have or had regulars that would use the library services, and you probably built some relationships with them over time, did you?
Yes, and the regulars have kept coming. We have been offering curbside pickup since we were able to last summer. So it's been great to see them, but, of course, everyone can't always make it out or public transportation wasn't as accessible to them. So we are excited to open up to see all of our patrons again.
Yeah, very good. Well, kudos to you and your staff for, you know, the team there for putting this all together. And agree, every hero has a story, and the heroes, they come in all different forms, right? So I'm sure there'll be some exciting stories. And then will there be like a question period for the storytellers after as well?
Yep. So both with the story times and our special events heroes, there'll be an opportunity to send in messages and ask any questions you may have of them. So we're really excited for the community to be able to see what everyone's been doing to help keep Lambton County awesome during this time.
Well, you're helping keep it awesome out there, Emily. Thanks again to you again and your team there. Before I let you get back to your day and I move on, is there any final thoughts you want to put out there before I let you go?
No, just if everyone could visit lclibrary.ca/SRP, there's way more programming happening than I could fit into the 15 minutes here. So check that out. Visit your local curbside location to register. It's open now, and we hope to see you throughout the summer.
I'm a card-carrying member, just so you know, so I'll be checking that stuff out. Thanks again, Emily. Have a good week.
You too.
All right, Emily Bison from Lambton County Library. She's the communications officer. And again, her and her team doing a great job of being able to adapt. I mean, some things would be easier than others, I think, to adapt in this time, but they seem to have pushed through. But still nothing like, well, I call it the belly-to-belly relationships, right? It's still seeing people in person. So keep an eye out for that. Emily's really good at keeping me updated on things that are happening with the Lambton County Library, and she keeps me informed of what's happening with their guidelines as well. And as she said, curbside pickup available for your library, which is good. And remember, reading is fundamental. It's important. So thanks again, Emily. All right. Well, some more folks who are adapting. Last year, Captain Kid Days was virtual. I remember being involved with that, and it was certainly an interesting, different Captain Kid Days. And it's looking like it's going to be a little bit different again. But the team is working hard at making things still happen out there. And we're going to bring on Ashley Robbins right now, along with, I think we've got Becky McNally, right? And there's Nikki as well. We got everybody here.
We're all here.
We got rid of that Jeff guy this year. He's watching rurally somewhere I'm sure. He's probably not even watching. I don't think he has internet right now. But welcome, everybody, and thanks for being here. Well, who's going to start? I think we'll come over to you, Ashley, and just kind of lead us into everything that's virtually different again this year.
Yeah. This year, we really didn't want to do a virtual event. And with things starting to open up and be a little bit different than last year, we were able to pull some stuff together. So we have a collaboration with Bad Dog and Corona. who is always a supporter and sponsor for us. So we are going to use their property and we are going to have our event there. So we're going to do our typical 3 days that we usually do with live bands. It is a ticketed event. So you buy a table, essentially. Okay. We're just kind of working out if we're going to have 6 people at a table or what stage we're going to be in. So there's still some details there. And then all of the proceeds of our ticketed tickets are going towards the skate park in Corona.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about Captain Kid Days. People ask me, what are they doing? What do they do with the money? It's always seems to be sport related or community they're related, but typically sports. How did the skate park come about? Who's talking about that here? Nikki, you're going to take that one?
Yeah, so super exciting stuff going on. Social media had somebody had shown an interest in talking about what a different skate park might look like since it was taken down. So we got in conversations. It was just kind of a group of people. We started to chat about it. And then Jeff obviously heads all of this stuff. He had said, hey, what if we got having these conversations about how the money that we do raise isn't going to sports because sports aren't really happening a whole lot or didn't happen last year, right? So we thought that we might be able to provide like a sustainable space for our youth, right? So not only being focused on organized sports, but to give people an opportunity to maybe learn how to skate, maybe learn how to bike, rollerblade, those kinds of things. So there's been a lot of conversations around what this could look like. We've got some youth who are also on this, this unofficial committee, I guess, who are having conversations with us about what is important at a skate park, what skate parks, ideally would look like, those kinds of things. So I've got a proposal going. We're going to be having a conversation with the township to see if we can also get their support. It's looking very promising. We're just simply in conversations right now. Nothing is set in stone. Nothing is guaranteed until we can have that kind of commitment. But if we do it, we want to do it safely and we want to do it responsibly. We want to spend responsibly. We want to have our sponsors, have a big awareness, I guess, of what the intent is and what it's going to look like. And our big hope is that it's going to last for a really long time.
Yeah. Well, if anybody can pull it off, the Captain Kid Day committee can pull that off. Cause I know, many of you on there are always thinking big. It's nothing small. It's kind of a go big or go home kind of deal. Even with last year, and you've got to raise the money. So Nikki, thanks for that. I'll come back to you in a little bit with more questions, but let's lead into how we get some of that money as well. Becky McNally is here to talk about the bottle drive and some other things as well. Becky.
Hi. Yeah. So we're continuing on our bottle drive, which was super successful last year. This year it will be benefiting Still Sports, the Moortown Lady Flags. Girls hockey will benefit from that this year. And we'll be continuing on our food drive that we started about 6 or 7 years ago. It benefits our local food banks here in Corona. And of course, this is our 36th year and our longest standing tradition is our Captain Kid Ambassador pageant.
Right.
So that will be continuing.
So that's still happening?
Bad Dog as well. Yes, it is.
So anyone happening live at Bad Dog?
Interested can... Live at Bad Dog, sponsored by Lapeers here in Corona. So you can always give Lapeers a call if you have any questions about it.
Okay. And all this information is going to be on the Captain Kid Days Facebook page if people want to send a message or ask questions about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Always. We also have stuff for the kids this year too. So... we have a couple things that we can't yet say yet because we're still working through the details, but we do have a scavenger hunt and Rustic Scoops is helping with a little treat for that, the kids. Last year we did one scavenger hunt. This year we're doing two. So it's all about Corona. The second one is going to be in Cat Park with volunteers in the park, making sure they're social distancing and
You know, it's funny you say all about Corona, but it's really beyond that, honestly. Like, I know that the Corona is a huge supporter to community. You know, like, I don't think there's anybody untouched in Corona with when it comes to Captain Kidd Days. But surrounding community really gets involved as far as, you know, looking forward to coming up. You know, like, it's on my calendar every year, and everybody else I know, it's like, it's on that calendar that's Captain Kidd Days. It's camping or Captain Kidd Days, right? If you could take the two and put them together at some point, that might be fun too. But what's the vibe though in Corona as far as the community going, yeah, we still need to make this happen? It seems like there's still a lot of support there.
Oh yeah, Corona loves Captain Kidd's Day. So, and I think people are just dying to do something too.
Yeah.
And everyone in Corona loves Bad Dog too. So
yeah, right. Well, Jason and his team out there too are huge community supporters. They are here in Sarnia as well, Bad Dog Sarnia. So yep. Grateful to partner with those. Nikki, I want to come back to you about this skate park a little bit. And, you know, you talk about the sports or the lack thereof. Mental health is usually something that Captain Kidd Days is really keen on supporting as well. How are you tying that aspect in this year?
Oh, there's always a way, especially when right? It comes to mental health, right? I mean, we don't all have mental illnesses, but we all definitely have mental health.
Yeah.
Actually, Tony Hawk, who's a famous skateboarder, he just did a couple of studies in the States on the benefits of wheeled sports, I guess we could say. So he talked about how most commonly you're looking at under 30. Lord knows that Corona has a wealth of youth. Yeah. Who are looking for things to do, right? So why not get physically active? In his studies, he found that youth started to support each other. Youth started to encourage each other. So when we talk about mental health, this last year and a half has been absolutely crazy, especially when it comes to mental health. So
what
he had talked about was the benefits, the collaboration of youth, youth and young people, youth and adults who want to start to experiment a little bit with wheeled sports, talked about building confidence, talked about building self-esteem, which is definitely something that all of our youth can definitely benefit from. So when we're talking about this skate park, it's not simply about putting up a half pipe, you know, and a rail. It's about building a community for our young people. It's a place where they can create relationships, build relationships, where they'll learn communication skills. They may learn a new trick to show, you know, their peers later on, or family members, those kinds of things. So when it comes to the physical skateboard park, the skate park as a whole, financially, of course, we're going to need some help, but I think that we are going to see sustainable relationships, better mental health, improved confidence, self-esteem. We're going to find a new generation of happy, I think, is the way that I like to look at it.
I like you talk about that confidence. Like, that's something we take advantage of a lot, and for many of us. You know, I remember when they built the one in Sarnia. It took confidence to just go to the top of that, what seemed like the highest mountain, just to go down that, right? You know, and that really is, that simple thing can have a positive effect on a youth way down the road into their future, right? So I like that you're going to be tying that in. And Tony Hawk, maybe you can get him here. I don't know. Think big, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. Becky, coming back to you a little bit about the bottle drive. You had really great numbers, I think overwhelming numbers last year, right? I remember hearing like, holy crap, right? that and more this year?
We're certainly hoping for that and more this year. Last year, it was an overwhelming response. It was a long COVID for people at that point. We heard a lot of don't judge me, but we are hoping for the same, if not bigger and better, as it will be benefiting the Lady Flags this year. So it will be at the Legion again on July 31st. So we will be canvassing all of Corona again, and you can drop them off at the Legion, but certainly we hope it's a huge success again.
I'm sure it will. I remember hearing the whispers last year and go, like, we had it easy doing the live stream. Right. So, well, let's look forward to that and hoping that that really comes out larger this year, because it's going to so many great things. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to, I don't know if I can get this out of anybody, but there's something for August 1st still. You can't tell me, like, I can't get the exclusive.
We're trying to plan something.
Nikki has no problem telling me no. No.
We are planning an event in the day, and then there will be a band in the evening. So we're just working through the day.
So they won't have fireworks during the day. There's a band in the evening.
Oh, give up, Dave.
See, she's got no problem saying it. Well, I know it'll be something exciting, right? Because it's going to be interesting. I hate not knowing. But that's good that you're still utilizing all those 3 days as Captain Kid Day has done traditionally. Hopefully somewhere down the road we can get back to a parade, because I know that so many people, especially the kids, and that's big kids too, like, look forward to that parade and getting out and doing that again, right? So thank you all so much for all your hard work on the Captain Kid Days team, and keep me posted on what's going on so we can keep sharing with everybody in the community and make it a successful one. Before I go, Ashley, anything further you want to add?
We just hope everybody has a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right on. Nikki, you got any final words for you?
I do. I just want people to know and to remember, we are doing the best that we can to be able to provide an event for Corona. We tried last year, and we know that everybody's done with this whole virtual thing. It's not going to be as big as it usually is. However, we've done what we can with you know, all of our rules and that sort of thing. So I'm hopeful that people will still come out, will still enjoy, will support local, get involved, get outside, enjoy the scavenger hunt, find the, you know, head over to Rustic Scoops, of course, and of course support those that aren't necessarily part of Captain Kid Days. I'm this whole support local thing, it really is kind of an important piece, but from a committee standpoint, we've really worked hard to try to provide something. We all need a little something. So I'm really, really hopeful that I think I can speak for all of us that we're really hopeful that we can just have a good time, have the kids, you know, best dressed pirate, ambassador, you know, the usual events that we're still putting on. We definitely want to see us out there. We want to see people out.
Beer at Bad Dog. That's all you had to say to me. Yep. Right on. Becky, any final thoughts for you?
Just a big thank you to the sponsors that still continue to support us. Shell, of course, is still our title sponsor. We are grateful that they have been our title sponsor for so many years. Bad Dog, of course, without them, a lot of this wouldn't be happening. Rustic Scoops in Corona. Nicole Smith Realty, as well as, of course, Lapierre's Flowers, who support our Captain Kid Ambassador pageant, as well as our Best Dressed Pirate. Awesome. Without them, it wouldn't really happen. Supporters.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Ladies, thank you so much, and kudos to the rest of the team as well. And I'll look forward to, I better go reserve my table for Bad Dog, I guess, right? All right, thanks again, ladies, and all the best. We'll see you on Captain Kid Day weekend. All right, the ladies of Captain Kid Days, or a few of them anyway. It's nice to have them here, and like I said, I know many of them personally. I know that they really take this close to heart, and they have worked very, very hard and are still working hard to make this as successful as they can. But it's only going to be successful if you do your part and participate, right? And you can reach out to them at Captain Kid Days on Facebook and find out more information, and maybe give Bad Dog a call and reserve your table. All the information will be available on their Facebook page. And I know I'm going to do my best to be there, because Bad Dog, why wouldn't you? All right. Well, thanks again for the Captain Kid Day, some of the committee for joining me here. And thanks also to Emily Bison from Lambton County Library for joining me here. And as always, thanks to all of you. I really do appreciate each and every one of you who come by and take the time to watch live, or maybe you're watching after the live is over. Do me a huge favor. I love if you click the like button, but what's most important is to spread the message of my guests that I have on here every week. And the best way to do that is to click on the share button and share this somewhere on your social media. Don't care about the likes so much, but share the message. And next time I'll be seeing you later this week will be Canada Day, a little different celebration again this year. But I hope you'll mark that down and join me. It'll be 11 a.m. on Thursday, and I look forward to seeing you all then. Until next time, that's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.